Hello and welcome back to another episode where we're joined again by the lovely Sarah, who was with us last episode and gave us such an insightful look into the current situation engulfing the Princess of Wales.
Thanks for having me back. A lot has happened since our last podcast, but the last podcast, and I think we have a lot to talk about, which is why I'm back.
Yeah, I think in the 24 hours between us recording and that episode being published, so much more had happened that it's been just like a crazy time to be a Royal Watcher. And a lot of the points you make, they were more or less like so valid. And as we've seen the past week or so of how the media have been treating the Royal family.
Yep, and hopefully we can talk a lot about that today because I think we both have a lot to say about it.
Yes. So I think let's start with the next slide. And we can really see basically what was the result of the family releasing that picture was that there was a big media storm of with claims of manipulation and editing that led to the Prince of Wales making a statement about having made a couple of edits and then apologizing for any confusion. What were your thoughts on that? And do you think that they should have done that or they should have just stayed silent? Because I, in a way, that has kind of made the situation even more worse for them.
So here's the thing. Do I think it was innocently photoshopped? Absolutely. But as a lot of people have pointed out, right now they are under the microscope. Everybody is looking for something. Something nefarious is going on, according to lots of people. So putting out a photo that really, I mean, at first look, it doesn't look photoshopped, but you see like a little blurriness by Charlotte's arm. Something they said isn't matching up with Prince Louis' sweater or something. I just, knowing that people are looking at this and people are going to dissect it, why didn't, to me, it's not like why didn't they put it out, but why didn't their team look at it and say, like, it's not perfect? People are going to look at it because if you looked at some other people's accounts, they like literally circled 800 things on this picture that they think were wrong. And
Yeah.
I do believe that Kate photoshopped the picture. But if there really was something they're trying to hide, I'm pretty sure they would have made sure the picture was perfect. She probably was like, listen, the world has gone insane. Let's just put out a little picture with us. William took it. She went inside. She tried to fit. Maybe there were, like, my sister is a photographer. She takes, and she used to take pictures of babies, and she takes pictures of families now and stuff. And I mean, she's done it with my own children. I mean, I talked about it on my account how you could take, different heads or different parts of the body and make it look like all the kids are looking forward and all the kids look perfect. And maybe she didn't catch where the little thing by Charlotte's arm or something because she is an amateur. She's not a professional photoshopper. But the thing is, because they are under that microscope and because everybody is looking for something, I think their team should have not put it out or just had somebody maybe professionally look at it before they put it out. I think it's innocent. I don't think there's anything to it. But because everybody has all these conspiracies, yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that the media definitely took it a step too far by pulling it and calling it a manipulated image and that sort of stuff. At the same
100%.
time, they've done this sort of thing before. There's been a couple of Photoshop errors in previous portraits. I think there's one that people were pointing out a couple of years ago, a Christmas card photo in which Charlotte's face was like totally different than the rest of the photo. You can tell that had been manipulated in that sense or edited. So I don't think it was a big deal, but right now, given the current situation and the way the media has been reacting to this, they should have been very meticulous in the way they were presenting this. And one of the reasons why the media is mad is because it is an image taken by William, and it's not from one of the Rota photographers, or they haven't been given the access, and that is all of this is a very much a reaction to that. And you can definitely see it in the way they've been dissecting so many different elements.
Yep. And I think that word that you just used, access, is what is bothering them. It's access and cash. And somebody had said, like, they're literally holding the picture hostage. They killed the picture to make them release the original picture, which is probably a culmination of different pictures because of the kids, you know, the way that they look. And I'm actually, I don't know if I'm happy that they didn't kowtow to them, but I also kind of feel like this might backfire on them now, on the press, because maybe they won't put out, maybe they'll just put their pictures on social media and not, you know, release them to the press anymore. And it's making people look at lots of other people's photoshopped photos because everybody photoshops their pictures. And they're noticing like the Dutch family photos and the Danish family photos are photoshopped. And there's nothing wrong with that. People photoshop their pictures. Nobody puts out an unphotoshopped picture anymore. So now I think people are now going to be looking closer at even other people's photos. And it may make Catherine and William not really want to give their photo, personal photos, release them to the press anymore. So I don't know. Do you think it might backfire on them? I think it might.
Yeah, I think if we move on to the next slide, we'll see kind of some of the media reactions and the way the media has been behaving. But generally, I think one of my Twitter friends, Carmela, she made a really good point about how in the 1980s and the 90s, there used to be big photo calls. Even the little children, and they used to appear in front of the press playing on a lawn or somewhere. And that is a sort of access that the media craves, in which they have so much control over the royal family and the royal children. And for William and Kate's children, they very much limited that because they released personal family photographs on birthdays and stuff. But the children are rarely in front of the media, or specifically for kind of photo calls and stuff. And this is a huge reaction to that, especially, I don't know if you can see the Peter Hunt article, and his tweets very much are wanting greater access into the inner royal family. And that is very much a reaction, not just this photo, but of the resentment they've been feeling throughout all of Kate's illness and the lack of access they've had through that. Because in the past, when Kate has given birth, she's appeared for the media on the steps of the hospital, and they've kept the media involved. But this time, this is one of the one time that she really asked for privacy and time to heal. But the media really can't stomach that because they aren't able to monetize it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to, is monetizing it.
Exactly.
It is. It's honestly, the faux outrage is disgusting. I mean, there's no other word to describe it except disgusting and uncalled for. And I don't know. Like, sometimes I do understand some people saying, like, in 2024, you never complain, never explain, maybe has to evolve a little bit. But if somebody asks for privacy and puts out a statement saying, like, please, I'm having major surgery, and please just respect that I need some time to recover and heal. And for people, especially the press and people that should know better, like, Richard Palmer the other day said, no, it's never been, you know, in the history of the royal family, ever anybody ever having this like media blackout, and it would never happen in the United States. And he kind of compared Kate to the first lady and saying, you know, the president wouldn't be allowed to do this, and neither would the first lady. And I responded to him like, but Kate's not the equivalent to a first lady. And even our first ladies here, if they wanted to keep their medical information private, they would keep it private. I think people are, you know, again, like we talked about on the last, yeah, thank you for that slide, the contrast between the outrage over Kate versus Charles has been an interesting thing to see, because Kate, like we said last week, has no, not that she's not relevant or anything like that, but as far as like the constitutional monarchy goes, she, goes, she is irrelevant. She's not the consort. Like, she's not the monarch. She's not the head of state. She doesn't run anything. You know, she, as far as, you know, in layman's terms, she is the wife of an heir. She has no power. So the fact that here is the king, and yes, he's given us pictures. He's, you know, pretty, not, she hasn't been vague, but he said, listen, I have cancer. I don't see anybody bullying and berating him to tell us what kind of cancer he has. You know, whereas Kate said she had abdominal surgery, and it's been like the world has gone insane and the media trying to figure out what's wrong and why isn't she telling us? I don't hear that about King Charles. Why is nobody berating him over what he's got? Because he's meeting people, you know, one or two times over the past month. Like, nobody's hounding him the way that they're hounding her. And he's the head of state. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think, misogyny that has to be said for this situation and the way the media is reacting to this, especially, like, as you just said, that he's the head of state and the standards are just different for Kate. And the way that they expect so much more from her, even though she's constitutionally irrelevant at this point as the wife of an heir, she really has no need to tell the public everything that's going on with her personal medical history.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I feel like I understand the public and us stupid Americans questioning things, but these royal reporters, shouldn't they know better? Shouldn't they? I mean, how is it that we realize this and understand this and they don't?
Yeah, I mean, my experience with the Royal Reporters the past 2 or 3 years has been that they are very much kind of an arm of, like, the whatever media organization they work with. And it's almost a propaganda wing where they know almost less than a lot of the royal watchers online. And those are covering the royal family on, like, a hobby basis rather than as a work thing. And their main interest is in really in manipulating the story. Like, we've seen, I think the biggest example for me was during the tour of the Caribbean. I believe that was in 2022. And the way how the royal reporters so manipulated all the media coverage surrounding that just to fit their own narrative. And then we can see a similar example of them doing the same thing now, in which they're trying to make themselves almost like the victims of the palace and this, the manipulation, all the power that they have. And very much, we all know that the media themselves are the ones who are trying to manipulate this story and trying to make Kate look back just to gain more access into the royal family.
Exactly. And I love how they say, like, the monarchy is crumbling and this is going to be a photoshopped photo is going to, you know, cause everybody to lose trust in the palace. When there, we know that there's been a lot more things going on at the palace that could possibly make us lose trust more than poor Kate leaving to recover from surgery and sending out a photoshopped photo. I mean, come on now.
Like, it's gone to, like, this level of ridiculousness where you can't even, like, comprehend how much the media is, like, trying to manipulate the situation. And it makes you kind of realize how they've kind of done this in the past. But one of the most interesting things this time is that people just aren't buying it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, I'm starting, I mean, people have, like, literally gone insane, and I'm sure we'll talk about that later. Yes, but I've started to see now people saying, like, oh my God, enough, leave her alone.
Yeah. Because I gave an interview earlier this week, and I'll share some of the, my answers with you later on, but it was really, it was about why people are so fascinated with Kate. And I think the main thing is that she's been such, like, a stable figure in public life for the past 2 decades, that she's kind of known for being dependable. She'll turn up and she'll just be there. So her absence, even in 2 months, has made people kind of curious. And then this whole media storm has brought in so many people that don't know anything about the family. So the original statement they released about her being away till after Easter, so many of the new people have no idea about that.
Yeah.
And it's to a point where what initially started off as kind of innocent memes and jokes online and between the different fandoms has now turned global. And there's a very kind of sinister edge to it, as we'll see in the next slide, because now the foreign media are commenting on different aspects of the situation without any knowledge of the background, and making it basically getting a gleeful reaction from the unfortunate situation that's been propaganda on social media.
I agree. And I did not watch the Stephen Colbert interview because you told me not to, because it raised my blood pressure. But I did read a little bit about what he had said in like his monologue, and it just proves that it's really sad that people are taking a human being and her illness or whatever surgery she's gone through, and is using it for entertainment. And the fact that what they're saying is untrue and unfounded rumors, just to me, using that as an entertainment for their shows or TikToks or whatever, and people believe it, especially from like a public figure like Stephen Colbert, never mind these, you know, silly TikTokers. When you have somebody that's on national television spreading unfounded rumors, and it just, I don't know, it just drives me crazy. And it really angers me, which is why I didn't watch it.
I still watch it. Yeah, I think in the next slide, we'll see kind of the way that actually one more slide after that, I believe. That basically this is one of those situations where we see that social media and the gossip on social media has been the driving force behind this narrative. And that is what is influencing the print media or the traditional media to comment on this sort of thing. And we see random accounts just kind of spreading misinformation and all these kind of disgusting jokes and things. And the media are buying that without doing any due research into what's actually the problem. And that's the most problematic aspect of this entire situation. And the way that Kate has been treated has been that the social media narrative has become the mainstream narrative. And there's nothing that the royals can do to kind of combat that now, because there's no reaction or lack of reaction that will make it go away.
No, I mean, the horse has been let out of the stable, and I don't know how they can get it back in. But what I will say, if anybody's listening to this podcast, take away from this is, you know, there literally has been no proof of any affair. They could not find proof of any affair. This is something that the British media, if it was true, or if they had actual proof, they live for this stuff. Are you kidding me? It would be on every cover of every front page. They would run with it like crazy. And the fact is, I don't remember who said it, but I think there was a couple of people that when it originally came out, the original story on this had nothing to do with an affair. It had to do with Rose and Kate supposedly had a falling out. They're friends. Their children are friends.
And they've continued to be friends ever since. Yeah. But that was just one of those like local gossip kind of things that was put out by, I think it was either Tatler or one of the kind of tabloidy magazines, just because like it was a slow news day. And then people just took that. There were a couple of people that posted stuff online, and that story just spread like fire.
Yes. So at the end of the day, I ask people, where is the proof? Show me proof. Show me a picture. Show anything. There literally is no proof. And besides the fact, like, we look at William and Kate and think, like, poor them, they're getting dragged through the mud. But poor Rose, what about her?
Yeah.
And her family and her children that are going to read this. And I think at one point, her and William and Kate, her family and William and Kate's family had threatened to sue, I believe. So maybe that's why all the press backed off. But if you
look, that was like the original thing, and I'm not sure if that was true or not, but that was one of the things that the haters, there's no other word for them, used kind of spread the story is that, oh, if it weren't true, they wouldn't have reacted. But because they did threaten to sue, and because the palace has so much control over the media that they can prevent them from publishing the story.
Yeah. But if there was truth to it and proof, they could, but they didn't.
Exactly.
There literally is no proof. Like, look at King Frederick. Now, I don't know if he cheated or not. I'm saying that he's not because, again, there's not like hardcore proof, but there's pictures of Frederick leaving this, I forget her name, leaving her apartment and walking through the streets of, Spain.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's never been anything like that for William ever. If anything, we see
Exactly.
Kate and Rose together. And people then show, like, well, Diana hung out with Camilla. No, she didn't. They what hung out once or twice. But you could, it's just, I just think it's a crazy situation. It's untrue. There's never been any proof. The people that said, like, God, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Giles Corran and Nicole Cliff, who's like a Canadian gossiper, they all like said that it wasn't true. Leave me alone. And now that
Exactly.
Giles Corran is saying really nasty, disgusting stuff about Meghan Markle on his Twitter, which is completely untrue also, but just goes to show you the type of person he is. But he says the people are like, you need to call this out. It's because of you that this all started. He's like, I have said it like a million times that it's not true. I was just joking. But I swear to God, if I was William, if I ever saw him, I'd punch him in the face. I
I think he
really.
deserves it. And like, I think the most interesting tweet in this kind of collage I put in here is the one on the left side in the middle, and that's from Graham Smith, who runs what's like the UK Republic movement, and he posts every single sort of kind of propaganda thing that they could. Like, there's nothing that's out of bounds for them. But even they're saying that actually there's no evidence in this rumor, and people just
Yeah.
give it up. So it's
And
ridiculous.
then the offshoots from that rumor. And again, it's so damaging because people believe it. Like you could see in the one that's on the bottom left. I mean, I don't want to curse. Where the hell do people then now have offshoots of there's babies from this, like one of their kids is Prince William's kid. Kate actually was cheating, found out about him and Rose, and then cheated with Tom Kingston, who just recently passed away. And now there's these offshoots of stories that people are literally, for lack of a better term, pulling out of their asses. Where is this stuff coming from? Like, there, first of all, there's no proof of an affair, but where are all these kids coming out of nowhere
Yeah.
and other affairs coming out of nowhere? There's literally no proof to any of this. And it really is crazy that people actually believe it without doing their due diligence by actually researching and seeing, like, this sounds a little bit crazy. Could it be true? But instead of doing that, they retweet and spread it, and then it turns from, a storm in a teacup to a full-blown, I don't know what the word is, war. But
Hurricane in this
I
country.
think even Omid Scobie said that there was no infidelity. So
Yeah.
if he's saying it, of all people,
If someone has a
people would
stake in
believe
that
it.
story, it would be him. Yeah.
I mean, come on. And the other thing is, I really truly believe that if it was true, it's some of Harry's little victim tirade, he would have told everybody about it. I don't
Oh,
think
is it?
he would have kept that a I don't think he would have kept that a secret. So the fact that he never said anything, I just please, everybody, please do your research and don't spread anything unless you know it to be 100% true, because these are real people with real lives and real families. This is two families that are being dragged through the mud for an unproven rumor. And it's not right. It's not right.
Exactly. And I think of like the impact that all of this must be having on their children, because this is just like I searched up the hashtag Kate on TikTok, and these are the first couple of videos, and it's all rumors. Nothing is true. And you can see with the millions of views that they have, there are people monetizing all this false news and spreading this information, just basically taking glee from trying to kind of ruin people's reputations and their families, all without any evidence, as you've said, and without any kind of moral backing in that sense. To they have no kind of like even regret for trying to destroy people's lives just because they think that they can do it, or because the palace is evil, or the royals are evil, or they've done this in the past. And that sort of this whole they've done this to Diana justification, that's like the most ridiculous one out there, because it absolutely makes no sense. But these people are just willing to ruin people's lives just to get a bit of clout.
Yep. It's creators using them for entertainment. Entertainment. And when I've seen a couple of them, and I've tried not to look at them, but there was especially, where is the one? The bottom second over from the right. It's two sisters who run this account. Oh, they did, it's almost, I think, up to 30-part series on where Kate is.
Oh God.
Everyone is different. Where is she? They put on Harry Potter music like they're some sort of detectives, but they come off looking like two dumb blondes. No offense, because they are blonde and they sound really dumb. One of them, part 14, I think, came up on my For You. And it was, oh my God, let's talk about Kate. And William was finally seen, and he was without his wedding ring on. And I mean, immediately I heard that I turned it off because, as most of us know, William has never worn a wedding ring. So, again, just that little tiny tidbit, people that really have not been paying attention think, oh my God, there's trouble in paradise. Why is he seen without his wedding ring? But it's like, and then their last story then came out about the affair. And it's like, and this is breaking news, everybody. It's like, it's not breaking news. This is rumors that have been going on for years. Like, this is not breaking news. But again, they're using this for clicks. This is a woman who has had major surgery and asked for 3 months off. There has been, can am I allowed to read the statement that they put out in the very beginning? Should we
Of
read it?
course. Yeah, I think
Okay,
that's
hold
probably a
on.
good idea.
I have it on my, let me see if I have it on my thing here. I'm so mad because I actually had it pulled up. This was the statement, okay? Royal Highness, the Princess of Wales was admitted to hospital yesterday for planned abdominal surgery. The surgery was successful, and it is expected that she will remain in hospital for 10 to 14 days before returning home to re continue her recovery. Based on current medical advice, she is unlikely to return to public duties until after Easter. Okay, so it tells us she was going into the hospital, she had her surgery, it was ex successful. They told us how long she's going to be in the hospital for, and then she's going to be returning home. And she will unlikely return to public duties until after Easter. Okay, they told us where she's going to be and for how long. Next little paragraph. The Princess of Wales appreciates the interest this statement will generate. She hopes that the public will understand her desire to maintain as much normality for her children as possible, and her wish that her medical information, her personal medical information, remains private. Kensington Palace will therefore only provide updates on Her Royal Highness's progress when there is significant new information to share. The Princess of Wales wishes to apologize to all those concerned for the fact that she has to postpone her upcoming engagements. She looks forward to reinstating as many as possible as soon as possible. So the fact that, I mean, people are going crazy and acting like we last saw her on the 25th and she disappeared without a trace. And haven't been seen since. Where is the conspiracy? She literally said what was happening, how long she was going to be out for. She wasn't giving up her medical information. And she wishes that everybody kind of like backs off and leaves her alone and just gives her the privacy she needs. For 20 years, this woman has been in the spotlight. She asked for 3 months off because she was having major surgery. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I just don't understand where these conspiracies, how people can now all of a sudden just pop up with 80 million conspiracies when they pretty much told us what was happening. It's not like it's 6 months after Easter and we haven't seen her. Like, yeah. They literally mapped out exactly what was going to happen and what was going on. Come on. I don't understand. And what bothers me the most, yes, there are definitely some men doing it, but it's mostly women. It's mostly women. And it's like, don't give me this bull crap about we are women who supporting women and my body, my choice. And like, I pointed this out the other day, I was talking with my friend Misty and she says, I don't want to hear anybody talk about my body, my choice anymore. Because yes, I agree with my body, my choice, obviously. But here's a woman, this is her body. She's a human being. She's probably gone through like an incredibly major surgery and recovery time and everything like that. And here are people not respecting her right to privacy or her right to keep her medical information private. These people demanding to know, including the media and the press. It's not just these idiots on social media. It's the media that's demanding to know her medical information. Like, how dare you? And the fact that it's mostly women who are speculating with all these this gossip and acting like she's disappeared without a trace. And why haven't we seen her? Why do you need to see her? She told you when she's going to be back. Leave her alone. And now I'm starting to see at least there's some people that are starting to be like, okay, leave her alone. Like, this is enough now. This is enough. Ugh. But these people on social media that have never talked about Kate in their lives, just hopping on this bandwagon to trash her and come up with these stories for clicks and engagement. I think it's sickening. It sickens me.
I think there's kind of one of the last things I want to ask you about is, how do you think that this sort of thing can be contained, not just now, but in the future? And how much of a responsibility do people have, like us with a bit of a following, to kind of set these rumors right and stop this misinformation spreading? Or do you think that it's kind of gone so out of hand that there's no, because I've been seeing kind of your stories and the way that you've been responding and doing such a really good job in trying to call out people on spreading all this false rumors and conspiracy theories. So do you think there's a way we can control this, or is it just going to get worse from now on?
I don't know if there's a way for us to control it, because unfortunately the boring truth is not as interesting as, you know, dramatic storylines.
Scandal, yeah.
The only thing I can say is, you know, and a lot of people have pointed this out, is I think as much as we don't, like, especially you and I, and I'm sure Sam and other royal watchers feel like, you know, the palace has no responsibility. Like, Kate doesn't owe anybody anything as far as like showing herself before she's ready. I think, like I said earlier, I don't necessarily think silence is the answer anymore. That if you see, like, their team sees that things are like completely out of control as they are right now, they're so out of control. As much as I wouldn't want her to feel pressured to make an appearance, maybe do something to stop the rumors. Even if it's, you know, people are saying she's cloned and all this other stuff. So I wouldn't say making a video, because God only knows what that will bring, but something, some sort of appearance or something to stop the rumors. Because this, where is Kate Middleton, is because nobody's seen her. Maybe let her be seen. I don't know. I would hate to say that, because I don't think she deserves to be put in that situation. But I don't think it's something that we can do, because then people just look at us and say, oh my God, you're a royal sycophant. What do you know? You know, you're going to make excuses and everything anyway. I think the only way to stop it has to be to come from the palace, because because as much as we know, you know, try to tell facts and all that other stuff, it's not as interesting as the false stories. So no, I don't think there's anything that we could do. I mean, we could try and do it, and there will be some people who listen, but for the most part, as we've seen, so many people don't. So I do think the palace is going to have to change some of their ways, and not that, you know, these people deserve it, or that Kate has to, you know, quell these people, but I think they kind of have to. I think this is going to teach them a lot of lessons to be learned from this experience, to not let it happen again.
Definitely. So I think we can pause the recording now, because the session's about to end. But how much do you think we have left on your list, or do you think you've covered it all?
Trying to think. We did the using for entertainment, the Prince William affair, the conspiracy theories. I don't know. Do you want? No, I don't think we should do the go more into conspiracy theories, because I think a lot of them are really disgusting. And
exactly. Yeah. No, I'm not really even sure. Like the tweets I added, like there's part of me like maybe I should not be spreading them around even more, because.
Yeah. Well, somebody told me, a couple people had messaged me, and because I said I don't want to talk about it, and they said, well, somebody with sense has to talk about it. You know. So yeah. I feel like, I don't know.
We have to address it somehow.
You have to address it somehow. Do you want to talk about, like, no, we did do the trust gone, and is the trust gone? Did we do that?
Yeah, I think we did at the start, because you were talking about how the media just is.
Yeah.
It's more from a media point of view that the trust is gone than palace itself.
Yeah. I think we did pretty much. The only thing is, did you see that new Roy Anika article that says that Will and Kate are going to talk about what's happened in due time? And
I did see the headline of that, but I haven't had a chance to read it. But I am interested. I think would be a good way to end this episode and kind of see, talk maybe a bit positively about the future. And just, and then just kind of all this propaganda.
You started off.
So I think with Kate and this whole situation, one of the things that like we were just discussing, that there's a lot of pressure on the palace themselves to kind of behave so spotlessly and stuff, but the pressure is coming from aspects of the media and social media, in that it's become a big media storm and there's no escaping it. So for me, the whole kind of perspective on this is that this is the first time that Kate has asked for privacy for 2 decades of being a public figure. And the first time that she, as someone who appeared on the steps of the hospital hours after giving birth, and she's been really been willing to open up all these intimate private aspects of her life. But for the media to kind of have that just so she can be kind of left alone later on. But for this time, there has been no access to the media or to the public. And we have seen that there has been such a massive reaction to that. And it's just kind of a disgusting reflection of the way society is nowadays, and how they cannot afford her even like the privacy that she was craving and she really deserved at this point in life, especially while she's going through such kind of a major surgery and a recovery period. So my overall kind of stance on this is that it's only going to get harder from her, but it's quite kind of a sad reality to see that.
I agree. It is sad, because all that she asked for was 3 months off. That's all. And why nobody can grant her that privacy is really sick and disgusting. And I just remind people that at the end of the day, she is a human being just like you and me. Yes, she's a public person, but she is human and she deserves the right to sometimes ask for privacy. Her privacy has been invaded since she started dating William. She was chased and hounded by the press. I mean, I don't know if you remember her not even being able to leave her house or get into her car without being chased. The cameras in her face, her being spat at, cursed at for a reaction. There's a video on YouTube of her begging them to leave her alone. Her and Pippa were like leaving a party or something. Her life has been invaded for at least 20 years. And she's given into some of it. Like you said, being on the steps when after she gave birth, knowing that was kind of expected of her. And, you know, and people comparing it. Well, she left. That's one of the things I hear. Well, she, how is it that she left after giving birth, like with full makeup and hair done and everything else? I would say giving birth, I've done it twice, so I know it's not pretty and I know that's not great, but it's a happy occasion. And obviously she handled it pretty well. There's some people that don't, but I mean, she left the same day one time. I think after Prince Louis, she was gone within 24 hours out of the hospital. This was something totally different and totally serious. And for them to really ask for privacy and to please respect her privacy. And, you know, if there's something that comes up, they'll let you know. For people and especially the media not to respect that, to me, is just absolutely disgusting and really surprising by some people in the media that I actually did respect. For them to sink down to the level that they've sunk to has been really disheartening to see.
Yeah, I agree. It's really been an eye-opener to see kind of the way some people have reacted to this situation and kind of the level of entitlement they feel just because she's a taxpayer-funded figure, or that she has been a public figure, that they deserve to know everything, when in reality, they really have no such right. And what Kate had been doing in the past has been really kind of doing it to kind of get this level of privacy for herself. But if it was going to be the same way regardless and she's going to be hounded anyway, maybe it's going to be very different from the future where they just will refuse to engage at all.
Yeah. So I feel like Prince William will either, they're either going to have to change and kind of give in a little bit more, or this could backfire on the press and Prince William can say, F you all, now you're going to watch what's going to happen. And they're going to be even more private with their time and not give the press what they want as much. I mean, I don't know if he can afford to do that, because then they're very, very petty. And as you could see, the way that they've reacted over the past couple of weeks for this. So I don't know which way it's going to go. I think some things need to change. But I don't know if this will backfire on the press, because I think Prince William, even that Paul Burrell, the Diana's butler, you know, he pops out whenever there's something going on. Even he said, like, she's recovering at Norfolk. She's fine. And Prince William is pretty strong in his convictions that if she's getting her privacy, she's getting her privacy. They're not giving in to any of this media baloney. I mean, he showed up on Commonwealth Day with a smile on his face, like nothing happened after the photo gate. So I don't know how it's going to go, if he'll kind of give in going forward, or if he's going to completely pull back and give them the big middle finger and say, now you watch and see what happens. I don't know. I think it could go either way.
I think before we end our recording, let's kind of mention what you were talking about, the Roy Anika piece, and how that there is kind of information coming out from the palace. We presume that William and Kate will be addressing kind of Kate's illness and be kind of more open with the press about this situation at some point in the near future. And that, I think, suggests that maybe they aren't going with the whole nuclear option and they're trying to kind of have some sort of conciliation with the press. But ultimately, I think this has changed the relationship for better or for worse.
Yeah, I agree. And I really did think that once she was fully recovered, if it really was something serious or something that she could bring attention to, she would. In fact, I know people are saying maybe like her first engagements back will be, and obviously we don't exactly know what she had surgery on. A lot of people are speculating, and a lot of people are saying they have sources that absolutely know what she had done. Fact is, we don't know what kind of surgery she had, but I think she's the type of person that would bring attention to it. And who knows, maybe this was their plan all along and the press kind of, you know, brutally malign them for nothing. But, you know, I'm not surprised if they would go that route and bring attention to it. But for now, I think she deserves her privacy. But I guess we'll see. A lot of people saying Roy Anika is a liar and she doesn't know what she's talking about, but she very well could be telling the truth. And it would be nice to put that speculation to rest just for their sake and for the public's sake. And if it is something serious that has come out and they do talk about it, I hope all these people hang their heads in shame and maybe think about their behavior over the past couple of months.
Exactly. I think that's kind of a great way to end this episode and really have people kind of reflect on what their role has been, not just kind of in engaging, but like spreading around the misinformation, or like not trying to, for those that do know, to try and kind of take glee in all the rumors and stuff. And maybe as a society, we just have to kind of be better in the sense and try to respect people's privacy and the way kind of social media and this sort of hearsay can have such a big impact on people's lives and reputations and their families.
100%. And I say this to the people that hate Harry and Meghan too. Stop with the conspiracies about them also, because especially their kids, it's really been terrible. So everybody really needs to think before they start tweeting and all that other stuff and think about the fact that these are people that are human beings and everybody just needs to be better.
And in this day and age, more often than not, they will be seeing what you're posting. And even if not, your kind of online engagement has a reaction on overall narratives. So you have to really understand your own impact on the way people are kind of behaving regarding these public figures.
Exactly. Perfectly said, Saad. Perfectly said.
Thank you so much for joining us. Your conversation is always so insightful, and the way you bring together all these different topics and different aspects of this situation, and the way, I mean, I've been following you in the past week on social media and seeing how that you've been engaging with all these accounts and trying to put wrongs to right, and that's really admirable.
Thank you very much. I try. I don't think, I hope people, some people listen, you know.
I hope they do, yeah. So where can everyone find you?
I am on Instagram at nyc.royalwatcher, and I'm also on Twitter under the same handle, but mostly on Instagram.
That's perfect. And we look forward to having you again soon.
Thank you for having me.